Hey, welcome to Aggressive Life. This week, we are celebrating the release of my new book, The Five Marks of Man, Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. We're covering the first five entries together on the podcast. I'm actually riffing and adding a few things here and there as I actually read what's in the book. If you have the book or you want to get the book on Amazon or bookstores everywhere, today we're jumping into day two, which is Men Take a Minority Position by Starting Small. Let's go. Day two, starting small. Men take minority positions. Matthew 11:20-21 says this. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities where most of his mighty works had been done because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Last couple of years, I've gotten to travel to Germany. And part of my experiences there included touring the Nazi concentration camp at Buchenwald, over in Poland, actually. It was an appropriately weighty and heavy experience, and it is not something I have forgotten, nor will I forget. Everywhere I turned, I saw signs of a culture that again and again chose the wrong path. As the Nazis rose to power, there were precious few people willing to take the minority position to stand against the rising tide that would do so much damage. Walking out of Buchenwald, I couldn't help but wonder how I would have responded if I were a German in the 30s and 40s. Would I have towed the line with the masses, keeping quiet out of self-preservation? Would I have gone the opposite way and put my life and the lives of my family on the line? The way to know if we would have been faithful back then is to ask if we're being faithful right now. Jesus had higher expectations for the people closest to him. He spoke out against Chorazin and Bethsaida because they had seen things and knew things that other cities never got the chance to experience, yet they still persisted in their old ways. They refused to repent, which is a word that simply means to change direction. Like those cities, I've seen things, experienced things, and known things that others haven't. And when I persist in choosing the wrong path, I'm not just going the way of the masses and walking with the misguided majority. I'm closing my eyes to all God has done and said in my life in the past. And he takes this personally. Jesus taught that faithfulness in big things comes only after being faithful in small things, according to Luke 16:10. I can daydream about how I would have responded to the Nazis, but it's a better use of my time to look for ways to be faithful in the small things God puts in front of me today. Building muscle in small minority positions today will make it easier to take larger ones in the future. Aim to start small today, being faithful in whatever God puts in front of you. Let's pray. Jesus, I don't want to be like the faithless cities you called out in the carpet. Remind me of the things from you I have seen and experienced and open my eyes to a minority position I need to take today. I want to be faithful in the small things so I can be trusted with big things. Amen. Get in the game with one of these couple things. One, engage a small minority position today to build muscle for larger ones later. If you already know what you're going to do, then get to it. If you don't, ask God to put one in front of you, then go about your day with muscles primed to move. Or, two, open your calendar app and scroll back a few months. What have you seen, experienced, or learned recently that you need to re-engage today? Do that and push back against the faithlessness of the majority who live blind to what God's doing. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The Five Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the Five Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at briantome.com to get a free Aggressive Life sticker. Find more on Instagram at Brian Tome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.